this is the story now. Jesus Christ, he came in human, and he lived 33 years, and he died on the cross for our sins. He rose again, right? He rose again from the death, and he reappeared himself with the resurrected body to his disciples. So this scene, John chapter 21, is actually third time Jesus is revealing himself. So already Peter, which is one of the loved disciple out of those 12, Peter and other disciples, they are encountering Jesus for the third time now. So if you meet Jesus Christ who rose again from the death, how thrilling it is, right? Now, imagine the people, imagine. On the Golgotha, the Mount of Golgotha, where Jesus Christ was crucified, let's say you were there, and Jesus was crucified, and blood is coming out, and it's terrible experiencing, although it's, you know, our loved Lord is Jesus Christ is dying, but it's terrible experiencing because he's been crucified, and he's in agony, he's in suffering. And then he finally died. He breathed the last breath. And you were there. And it's heartbreaking. Huh? Because you love Jesus Christ and he died. And later, after 3 days, Jesus Christ, with the resurrected body, he appears before you. He appears before you and he says, peace. My brothers, peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know, Jesus Christ, he called his disciples, not disciples. But he called disciples after resurrection, brothers. What a beautiful name. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, after the resurrection, he became the first son. And we are the twin sons. Or twin, I don't know, what do you say? Two is twins. But we are all twin sons. Do you understand? Jesus Christ is the first son, and we are his brother. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Ah. Lemon style. Ah! That's a French style? Why are you preaching? Ah! I love when she said, well, we were talking yesterday and we were like, you know, talking to her, and there's something that she was very excited that she expressed like this. Ah! That when she says, say, you say, Philemon, you say, heba, ah! Heba, hey. Philemon, come on. Ah, heba. And she said, ah, she was very excited and she wanted to express something. She said, ah, and I responded, ah, 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 ah. Anyway, just imagine you are encountering Jesus Christ who rose again. How excited you're going to be, huh? Are you excited to see Jesus Christ who rose again from the death? On the cross, you are very sad and you are very depressed and you are like going down, oh no, my Lord, my Savior died on the cross, but he rose again from the dead, he appears before you, and he calls you, brother, be at peace, brother. Oh my goodness, Jesus, the Son of God, he is my brother? Yes, he is your brother. Some of you, I know what you're thinking, some of you, you're thinking like this, oh, Pastor Paul, you're going too much now. Jesus is he's my brother? You're going too much. But I'm telling you, that's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. You read John chapter 21 one more time. There, Jesus clearly called you brother. Hallelujah. Okay. Person next to you is now Jesus, okay? And Jesus is going to call you brother. You ready? Okay, call each other, my brother. Micah, he's 12 years old, and you're what, 30? 39 years old, and he says, no, I can only call him uncle. I cannot call him my brother. He's right? But he's wrong. In Christ, it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter what position you have, it doesn't matter what background you have, it doesn't matter what the king family you're from, if in Christ, we're all saints, we're all brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
You better believe it. But that's what the Bible said. Jesus, after he rose again, he called disciples brothers. Call him brother. Brother. You like,
brother.
He still cannot believe that Jesus is calling him brother. He still cannot believe. Call me brother.
Brother.
He's calling me pastor brother. He has a good heart, that's why he can't. How can I dare call? Really? You have family here. Your father is father, right? She's your father while you are living together on this earth. Amen? But when you go to heaven, he's no longer your father. He's your brother. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is our brother. He's our brother. Everybody's brother. Hallelujah. Amen. We have only one father. His name is
Jesus.
And he's our God is our father. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So now we're going to see how thrilling it is, okay? Now I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and Jesus reveals before you, right? The resurrected Christ reveals before you, and you're going to, okay? You're going to be surprised, very surprised, whatever your way, okay? You ready? This is a competition. I think this group is a little bit sleepy, so today. Here, we start with this group. Ready? Okay. Here it comes. Okay, let's start with it. Okay? Jesus Christ, now he rose again from the dead, and
hello,
be at peace. Maybe that's not good to express, huh? One more time. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Wow!
Oh, wow is much better. Wow is much better. Okay, we'll try with this group now. Ready? Jesus appears.
Wow!
Oh, much better. Actually, they're a little bit sleepy here. So, now let's come back to the text now. Disciples have encountered Jesus, this wow Jesus, resurrected Jesus, 2 times already. And yet, Peter is saying, here, I am going out to fish. Now, wait a minute. You just encountered Christ who has been resurrected. And you are going back to your old style? Does this make sense? No. And the other disciples, they say, we will go with you. Peter was a leader at this time, right? How important your leader? Who is your leader? If you have a wrong leader, then you're going to be end up in the wrong place. We have perfect leader, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have a wonderful counselor, whose name is Holy Spirit. Hallelujah! Amen. We follow Christ and him alone. Amen.
Amen.
You do not follow Pastor Paul. You follow Christ.
Amen.
You don't follow overflowing church. You follow the Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
And there's a miracle here. Because what happened? They went out, got into a boat, and that night they caught nothing. Now, who likes fish? Raise your hand if you like fishing. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not asking you. Do you like eating fish? I'm asking. Do you like fishing? Fishing boats. Take riding the boat and fishing. Right? Raise your hand. Fishing. Fias, you like fishing? Oh, we gotta go together, brother. Okay. Flounder, big flounder. Oh, you never tried before?
Always try.
Okay. I need who's professional, so I can. Anyway, so here, if you know how to fishing, you know best time of fishing is what? Nighttime, not daytime. When the sun comes up, fish, they all sleep. Nighttime, they all very active. So Peter, who is a professional fisherman, he figured out, okay, best time to fishing is nighttime. So nighttime, they got into boats, and they're all fishing. All these brothers, maybe 5 or 6 people, they're fishing. They're casting the net. Guess what? Bible says, they caught nothing. Everybody said, they caught nothing.
They caught nothing.
They caught nothing.
This is a miracle. This is a miracle. They rely on their professionalship. They rely on their knowledge, their experience. And out of that professionalship, they cast the nets all night long. They caught nothing. Not even one fish. What happened? While they're casting the nets, remember, other boats, they're other boats, right? By the secular people. They're other boats, they're casting the net. What happened? They're catching lots of fish. And then Peter is probably, while he's fishing, he's looking at, what happened? Why are they catching a fish and we're not catching any? So Peter is probably thinking now. He's beginning to think. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Transformation, turning point of your life starts with your thoughts, with your mind. Hello?
Hi.
Remember the prodigal son? When he was away, he squandered everything. One day, it came to his mind. Alignment came to his mind and he thought to himself, oh, it's better to be with my father. There, that he has lots of food to eat. And here, I'm eating the pig's food. It's all about your mind. Enlightenment. Today, I pray that while we are listening to the word of God, that God will give you enlightenment in your mind.
Amen.
Your mind will wake up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your mind will wake up. Amen.
Amen.
So Peter, beginning to think that, oh, all these people, oh, wait a minute. Those guys, I know those guys. They only been fishing 1 year or 2 years. Me, I fish for more than 20 years. And how come I'm not catching any and they're catching some? This is not fair. Something is wrong. It's beginning to think. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was behind this scene, this story. Jesus Christ was behind. And his mighty hand was upon Peter's net. And Jesus Christ commanded to fish. And say, fish, don't go into Peter's net. You can go to any other's net, but don't go into Peter's net. And all those fish obey Jesus. Did you know that all the birds in the sky, all the fish in the water, all the animals on the land, all the creatures of this world, did you know that they all obey Jesus?
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only human beings, they don't obey. The rest of the creatures, they obey Jesus, but men don't obey. How's that? Do you think so? The point here is, it's a miracle. Jesus Christ removed all the fish from Peter's net. And there's a reason. Jesus Christ has a plan for Peter and the disciples. Jesus Christ has a plan for those disciples. It's the first miracle. They caught nothing. In your life, you reflect and you apply in your life now. In your life, you are working very hard, but it's leaking. And nothing seems to work out. You try to catch fish all night long and you caught nothing. Remember, if you are a child of God, remember, God's hand is working behind. And it's a miracle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we say miracle, we tend to think only the positive miracles, like that rise, like winning the lotto. You like to win a lotto game? Billion dollar? You say, oh, I won a lotto, that's a miracle! We tend to think of only the positive miracles, but there are something called negative miracles. And today's story is a negative miracle. They try on their own, they got nothing. But for Peter and the disciples, this is a good thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, Jesus, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I thank you because I caught nothing. Can you say that?
Amen.
Say it one more time. Jesus,
Jesus,
I thank you because I caught nothing.
Nothing.
Is this something to thank God for?
Yes.
Huh? Yes.
Yeah.
You, many times we only thank Jesus when he gives me something. We should thank Jesus when he takes away something too.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he has a greater plan.
Amen.
He has a greater plan.
Amen.
How wonderful. How wonderful. Because of this miracle, later on we know the story. Peter turned around from what he was going to do, he turned around and he followed Jesus again. And he committed his life, and he even died for Jesus Christ. Now he is in glorious position. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, do you know what I'm talking about? Because of this miracle, because of what Jesus Christ, the plan of Jesus Christ toward Peter and the disciples, they turn it around from the world. Sometimes we need to accept in our life when something goes wrong. We have to see the loving hand that is working behind you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, this first miracle has 3 points. Jesus Christ performed this first miracle to Peter and the disciples because of 3 reasons. Number one, there are 3 problems. The problem of making a living. The problem of making a living. Okay, look at it now, please. I know most of you came to Korea to make a living, right? Is that true? You came to Korea to make a living. And make a living in your life is it's one of the toughest things. Because it's not easy. I know Korean factory working is not easy. Who's that? Milo, brother Milo is from Bangladesh and he's a professional chef. When he cuts with a knife, that we cannot see the movement of the hand. Perfect. But after he worked in the factory for a few days, he came to me, Pastor Paul, you don't know what I'm going through. I work in the restaurant as a chef all day. I cut for no problem for me. But this factory is killing my body. Killing my body. It's aching. Shoulder is aching. My hands are falling apart and it's very hard. Oh, Pastor Paul. And I think you mentioned to another person who mentioned.
Yeah, to me.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, he said it.
Oh, he said to you. But now I'm talking about some other guy. He was quite big too. He was a big man, but he came also come, Pastor Paul, you don't know what I'm going through. Oh Lord, have mercy. God mercy be with you. Yeah, here, the problem of making a living. No, listen. The bottom line, let me just tell you the bottom line, okay? The bottom line is, if you are a child of God, if you are the children of God, God is responsible for your living. Wow. I just said it, but I think that's a profound statement. Don't you think so? I am proud of what I just said. Huh? Are you proud of them? Only me? I am proud of what I just said. Let me repeat. If you are a child of God, God is responsible for your life. God is responsible for feeding of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the question is, am I a child of God or not? If you're a child of God, indeed He will take care of you. He's responsible. He's responsible. He would like to feed you. But if you're not a child of God, how can He be responsible for you? Okay. So Genesis 2:9. This scripture tells us the plan of God that He had in the first place. Okay, let's read it together. Begin.
And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eyes. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Okay. Here we see tree of what is it? Pleasing. Trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. Good tree. Okay? Now this tree is good for food was mentioned before tree of life or tree of knowledge of good and evil. Tree of knowledge of good and evil represents Satan. Tree of life represents Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I am the life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Satan came as a snake and he tried to tempt Adam and Eve to eat the tree of knowledge, not tree of life. Because tree of knowledge represents Satan himself. And when Adam and Eve, they ate it, they had fallen. They committed sin, right? Committed sin. So this tree of life was mentioned after this tree that was beautiful and good for food. You see, God knows you need food on the table. God knows you need money. God knows what you need. You need clothes to wear. God knows the food you need to eat and the water you need to drink. That's why God put this tree of that is good to your eye and good for food. You know what I'm talking about? God knows you need food, and He will take care of you. He will feed you. Now you tell me. Are you a child of God?
Yes.
Are you a child of God?
Yes.
Let me ask a question. Was there a time in your life there was no food on the table? Raise your hand. There was no food on my table. Raise your hand. 지금 물어보고 있는 거예요. 하나님의 자녀라고 물어봤는데 자녀라고 하고 그러면 먹을 것이 없을 때가 있습니다고 물어보라고 지금 물어보는데 아무도 없는 거예요. So you all had food, some kind of food on the table, always, all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. That's God's blessing. You see, Jesus Christ is blessing you. He's taking care of you. Hallelujah. Okay. You work hard in the factory. For what? For what? Money? Money. Okay. Listen. You work hard in the factory for money. If his money is the purpose of your factory, if you're working in the factory, then be careful. You are being tempted by Satan. Think about this now. Friends, think about this for one second. What is the purpose of your life? To work and to earn money and to buy food and to eat? Is that the purpose of our life?
No.
If it is, God says so in the Bible. But what the Bible does not mention about that. Making a living cannot be the purpose of our life. The purpose of our life is our Lord Jesus Christ and His kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the purpose of your life, and His kingdom is the purpose and the goal of your life. And when you follow Jesus, Jesus will bring the food for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Jesus will bring the food, delicious food for you. You like chicken? Fried chicken? Barbecue chicken? Or steamed chicken? Whatever you like. God will bring that style to you if you put Jesus Christ number one in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, change your mind. You are not working for the sake of the money, for sake of food. No. You are working particular that job in your factory for Jesus Christ. Every day when you wake up, when you go to factory, you say it, declare, I work for Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you have to make some kind of connection with Jesus Christ, the work that you do. Okay? Do you understand? Whether you glorify God with your finance, with your money, where you are working, the people that you meet, you witness, you share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everything you do, everything you are, wherever you are, you make Jesus number one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, second. The problem of natural strength. The problem of natural strength. The first was, okay, make a living. Jesus Christ says, I will take care of you if you put me number one in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember the song, Matthew 6:33. Let's go back to Matthew 6:33. Okay, remember. Let's read together. Begin.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Okay, what's the kingdom of God here? Anybody know? Ernest, what's the kingdom of God here? Because when we talk about kingdom of God, it sounds vague. It sounds too broad, and that we cannot pinpoint it. What is the kingdom of God? Huh? Wow. Who told you that? Pastor Paul? Holy Spirit? The kingdom of God here is church. Church is a representation of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Nothing represents kingdom of God other than the church. Amen? So when he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, meaning church. You work, you live around church. Okay? The church, which is the Christ, should be the center of your life. Hallelujah. I don't think you're getting it. I don't think you're getting it. Look at me, please. Christ should be the center of your life. Do you agree?
Yes.
Amen? Christ should be the center of your life. Do you? Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Christ is the center of your life. Then, who is Christ? Christ is the? Christ is the church. Christ says, okay, Christ says to Peter, who am I? Who is me to you? And Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16. And then Jesus replied, good, that wisdom is from Father, not from you. And then Jesus Christ adds this word. Upon your confession, the Christ, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Hallelujah. Are you getting me? So Jesus is talking to Peter, the vision that you saw about me, that's the 50% about me. I am the head of the church, of the body. Church means body. Body means church. I am the head, Jesus Christ, the head of the body, and Jesus Christ is also the body itself. Body represent, church represent Jesus Christ. Who is the head of the church? Jesus Christ. Jesus is the head of the body. And we are the body. And we belong to Jesus. So we represent Christ. Do you understand? Do you understand? Only a few understand, I think. Ernest, do you understand? Three brothers, come, quickly. Three of you, come on. Please, illustration. Hold hands, like a circle. It's a church now, body of Christ. Okay? Bible says we are the branch, Jesus Christ is the vine, right? We are connected to the vine, Jesus. But we're also connected to the branches of each other. Do you understand? Yeah. If the grape and the branches are all separate, it's ugly. Do you understand? Yeah. And you will not bear fruit. Do you understand? It has to be connected and linked together, right? Yeah. So the body of Christ is all connected here, right? And Tokyo, you're here. He's out. Is he inside the body or outside the body? He's outside the body, right? So where is the Christ? Body is the Christ. Amen. Head of the body is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is in the body. Amen? Hello?
Amen.
Ah! I'm excited now. Okay. You look. This is the body. This is Christ. Hello? Jesus Christ is the body. Body is Jesus Christ. It's the same thing. Do you understand? And Toki is not in the body. So you try reading the Bible. Read the Bible. Okay, look. Very important now. You read the Bible and your eyes are open. You're being blessed. Your peace. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, more. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh. And you pray for the whole world. You pray for Africa, India, Korea, North Korea. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Oh. It's still in the body or outside the body?
Outside.
Did Jesus Christ come? Are you getting it? Yama is getting it. Yama is getting it. No matter what spiritual he's going through, if he's not in the body, then Christ is not complete.
Yes.
Christ is incomplete in individual. Christ is complete in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me? If you don't come to church on Sunday, then you are individually turning the TV and you sit down with Christian TV, television, and you are worshiping, no matter how spiritual, how blessed you are, that Christ is not complete. The secret of God lies in Jesus Christ. The secret of Jesus lies in the church. And the secret of church lies in the gathering of worship.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
one worship can change and transform your life. And if you're missing one church Sunday can destroy your life too. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's very important that no matter what you do, you have to be connected. Amen? Connect. Connect. Oh, hallelujah. This is the will of God. This is the will of God. Now they're connected. They're so happy now. And Jesus is the head. Who is the head? Jesus Christ is happy here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So now church is moving. You move, go, move, move, move. Okay. Okay. Jesus Christ is the head. So Jesus Christ says, move on the right. Move. Okay, stop. Jesus Christ says, stop. They stop. Jesus Christ says, move on the left. Jesus Christ says, stop. Okay? Now, watch this now. Watch this. Jesus Christ says, move on the right. When I say that, you come out. Okay? For some reason, he doesn't like this group anymore. And he feels that he's proud. He feels that he's so spiritual. He feels that he's better.
Amen.
And he comes out. You okay? Jesus Christ says, move on the right. Hello? Christ is here, still here, hallelujah!
Amen.
Even though each individual lacks a little bit, Christ is here. He's fully alive here. And Christ is spreading and his life into, imparting his life into every individual here. Because they're connected. Do you understand?
I'm strong! Wow.
How pity now. He's pity now, very pity. And soon he's going to hit the rock and he's going to be like this. Yeah? Now go, your life. Okay, give them a hand. Give them a hand. Thank you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Come on, everybody say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
The first miracle was there in John chapter 21 to make us realize that God will indeed take care of your life. Okay? Don't work just to feed your stomach and to make your life surviving. No. You have a far greater purpose in your life, which is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, the food to satisfy your physical stomach, only non-believers they do. Christians, we have far more greater purpose. Hallelujah. And John 21:12. Let's read this together. Begin. Come and have breakfast. None of the disciples did. Because they knew it was the Lord. You see, Jesus Christ, look, they called nothing. Look at me now. They called nothing, but Jesus prepared the meal beforehand. Jesus prepared table, food for you way before. Hallelujah. Okay, next. Come on. The problem with natural strength. Okay. Peter went back to the fishing because that's what he was good at. That's what he has more experience. So he's trying to make a living with his own strength. Listen. There's always conflict between your own strength and the strength of the Holy Spirit. Which one are you going to follow? Peter, he followed his natural strength one more time. But Jesus Christ is telling him, come back. You can do nothing with your own strength. Do you agree with me that I can do nothing without Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Huh? A lot of you are young. Probably you do not agree with me with these words. Probably inside you could say, Pastor Paul, you don't know what you're talking about. I can do something. But as you grow older, not only physically but spiritually being mature, you will realize and confess, Lord, I can do nothing without you.
Amen.
It's all about Jesus Christ in you and in me. He's doing it. That's why Apostle Paul says, not I, who lives, but Christ lives in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not I, but Christ. With Jesus Christ, you can do all things. Amen?
Amen.
And the last point is the problem of the leading of the Lord. Where Peter was, look at me now, I'm almost done. Where Peter and disciples were doing fishing, that was not under the leading of the Lord. That was not under the will of Jesus Christ. That was outside the will of Jesus Christ. Listen, if you succeed in life because you earn lots of money, or you hit a jackpot, or you enter a famous school, but if it's not in the line of the will of the Father, then you fail.
Amen.
Other hand, if you are poor, you have not received many educations like others. You are poor, you have nothing. But you know you are in the line of God's will. Then you succeed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Catching many fish or little fish is not the matter. What matters is this the will of God? Hallelujah. You have to ask this question in your life daily. Every moment you have to ask this question in your spirit. Lord, is this your will? Is this your will for me? Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, you say, Lord.
Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Is this your will?
Is this your will?
For my life.
For my life.
Ask that question daily and momentarily. Hallelujah. That's the lesson Jesus wanted to teach to Peter and the disciples. That's why he performed that first miracle. Talking to fish, go away from Peter's net, because I have a lesson to teach to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, how loving his hand, the hand of Jesus Christ. His hand is so loving because he took away all the fish. Hallelujah. Because of that, Peter and the disciples, they learned a great lesson. And they returned from that world and came back to Jesus Christ. And they became the fishers of men, not fishers of fish. Hallelujah. Because the fishers of fish is just means nothing. It just means nothing. It's a temporal thing. It disappears. It's like a dew. We call it dew, Sarah? My sister, loving sister. God loves you so much and he's giving you sleep. It's okay. I love you so much. Even you are very sleepy, you're fighting with the sleep, but you are so loving and beautiful. My dear sister, it's okay. But now you wake up, right? She's very diligent. She sleeps after 11, 12 midnight, and she comes to early morning prayer every day. How diligent. Whoever is going to receive her as wife, he is so blessed. And he better come to early morning prayer together with his wife. If not, then she will beat him up. And you have to understand that she is karate master. Okay. I was kidding. What was I saying? Okay. Ah, I forgot. Anyway, God is good. All the time. Listen. Three things. Jesus Christ will take care of you. Amen?
Amen?
Don't follow money, follow Jesus.
Amen.
Don't follow your work, follow Jesus. Amen. Don't follow the fame, follow Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Don't follow the prestige, follow Jesus.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Don't live with your own strength, live with the power of the Holy Spirit. Then, if you want to live with the power of the Holy Spirit, you have to pray. If you pray, Holy Spirit works. If you don't pray, then you live with your natural strength. If you live with your natural strength, then you fail greatly. Then you regret, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. If you are working and time permits, then please come and join them on early morning prayer. And I think it's next Friday. Is it next Friday? We have a breakthrough prayer night. Next Friday, right?
Yes.
Not this coming Friday, but next Friday, huh?
Yes.
Next Friday, I want to see all of you with breakthrough prayer. Hallelujah. Yolanda, amen. You shall be a woman of prayer.
Amen.
You shall be a woman of fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yolanda and Eric, you are the right, you are the Aaron Hull. You are the Aaron Hull of Philemon.
She's, her hand
gets tired when she prays, you have to hold her elbow. Okay? Hallelujah?
Amen.
I see that. You are like a deacon here. Amen?
Amen?
So pray, pray. Third point, you have to ask a question. Is this the will of God? If it's not will of God, drop it. Drop it. Even if factory gives you lots of money. I'm excited. I don't get it. Hello, Philemon? Come on, keep together. Look. You work in the factory, and the 공장장님, your manager says, I will give you 10만 or more. You have to work on Sunday. Hello? Hello? I'll give you 10만 or more, $100 more, if you work on Sunday. How's that? Normally, you get 50,000 won, 5만 원, to work working in one day. Now, 사장님 is tempting you, I give you double, 10만 원, if you work on Sunday. What are you going to do? Oh, really, 사장님? Okay. I am not a member of Overflowing Church anymore. Okay. I will work on Sunday. No problem. If you do that, the Satan will take 100만 원away from you. Because the money would leak. Do you understand? Your bank will leak. And the thief will come and take away. So all of a sudden you get sick and you go to hospital and the hospital bills takes away. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There's a hole when you don't put God first. When you put God first, no hole, no leaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Guarantee, my God, you shall know this. Really. And now you're like, oh, 10만 원, oh, giving the tithe to God, oh. I know it's a big money for you, I know. But when you do that, later on, you look back and say, wow, my life is overflowing. Malachi 3:10. You give tithe, what happened? God will give your storage overflow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You shall testify in the future. So put God first. Amen?
Amen.
Always ask this question. Is this the will of God? Okay, let's do the final prayer now. You ready? Prayers together. Ready?
Loud.
You
have loud voice. You're coming. You shall be a preacher one day. Okay? Loud voice. 자, 시작.
Lord Jesus, I thank you for your personal and total gift of joy. I realize that when I am out of your will, I can only do it with my own strength, and that leads to a life of failure. In the life that your strength, I have no peace and fruit. Please feed me and make my life fruitful for your glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next prayer.
Lord Jesus, I will not live my life just for the sake of living, but follow the vision chart. I will seek the kingdom of God, church, life, righteousness, the word of God. I want to experience the adding of all these by you. Jesus, you are the first in all areas of my life.
Is this your prayer?
Amen.
Is this your prayer?
Amen.
You are the first. Come on, everybody shout. You are the first.
You are the first.
Jesus, you are the first.
Jesus, you are the first.
One more time. Jesus, you are the first.
Jesus, you are the first.
In all areas.
In all areas.
Of my life.
Of my life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Strength, but I will live by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will not live by my own will, but I will live under the will of my Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I will not live just to eat and fill my stomach, but I will live for the purpose, the greater purpose of my Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you agree with this, let's stand together and pray together.
Amen.
Joseph, Ernest, Jeremiah, and Jude, you come up. And Joseph, you need prayer, and after that we celebrate. Hallelujah. Church, let's pray. Start praying. Lift your hand and start praying. Hallelujah. Declare victory. Declare victory. Declare victory upon your family. Declare victory upon church. Declare victory upon the land of Korea. Upon the whole world. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Thank you for the first miracle. Come on. If somebody
Come on, declare! Declare to this question, greater!
Come on, Jesus, come on!